Manuscript Releases, Volume 10, Numbers 771 to 850. M.R. Number 789, Visiting the Samoan Islands. En route to Australia in 1891, the ship cannot come into port. A pilot is brought on board to guide the ship as near land as possible. There sit in the boat five natives nearly naked, with a cotton cloth of some bright color about their loins, a turban on their heads, unclothed on, the arms, legs, and bodies, with the exception of the one piece of cloth about the loins. Here they come in all kinds of boats loaded with fruits, bananas, pineapple, limes, oranges, fruit as green as grass, oranges, melons, pictures of the natives, pictures of the scenery on the island. There are native houses in distinct view, large orchards of palm trees which bear coconuts. I would be pleased to go on shore, but this I dare not do. I have little strength, and that I do not wish shall decrease. I sweat all night and feel weak in the morning. Elder Starr, Willie, Fanny Bolton, and Emily Campbell will go on shore. The natives take them in their boats for 50 cents apiece out and back. There are boats coming, one and another loaded with tropical fruits which the natives hope to sell. There are boats bringing red and white coral which look very pretty, but we do not want to load ourselves down, for we have plenty of luggage to get from Sydney, where we leave the boat. All say it is very hot on the island. I have not strength to go. Here comes stalking by me as I sit writing on the boat a large athletic native with a blue jacket and a blue calico cloth about the loins. The natives are, some of them, quite good-looking. Now there is much noise removing the freight, letting it down with tackles into a flat, broad scow. On the journey home in 1900, we shall, if everything is favorable, arrive at Samoa somewhere near 7 o'clock Friday morning. We have had a very smooth sea. There has been a little roughness, but not bad. There has been some seasickness. I have not been sick. The Lord has been watching over us all the way. He has been preparing the way for us. If the future stages of our journey are to be as prosperous as the past, I shall be so glad, for I do not want to be all worn out when we shall complete our journey. We are all of good courage in the Lord. Ella commenced to have a school for the twins. Other children joined, and now there is quite a school upon the boat. Brother Leonard takes the older children, Ella the younger. This is a movement that I think will work out well. This will be leaving a good impression on minds. Those in the second cabin have singing quite often, and this will leave an impression on minds. Others join them. One of the officers asked them to sing "Abide with Me." He said it was his favorite hymn. Well, we hope to drop a few seeds. A couple leave the boat at Samoa. The lady, Mrs. Goward, caught sight of Desire of Ages, and she expressed her admiration of the book. I made her a present of it, and gave her the little book, Christian Education. She said when she took it up she could not lay it down. She said she never saw things in print so enlightening and so beneficial. Her husband has been reading Desire of Ages. He says it is a wonderful book. Both seem very thankful for these books. Now they leave Samoa for another island. They think much of Dr. Broucht, and the islanders miss him very much. Well, we mean to sow beside all waters. Some fruit may come of the seed sown. I prayed the Lord to open the way that I might find someone interested in the Desire of Ages, and then came this chance. It will keep me in touch with these island workers. 190, 1900, pages 1 to 3. September 6th, 1900, on the steamer Moana, to dear friends all in Kurunbong. White Estate, Washington, D.C., May 12th, 1980.